Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Yeah. 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 Rap Diablo. Yeah. Yeah. It's the Rap Diablo.
Oh, welcome back, people. Happy Friday to everybody out there. You guys missed any of the show today? Download the Audacy app, AUDACY. You can use the Audacy app rewind feature or listen to the Tobin and Leroy podcast. Subscribe, please. Get at least four episodes for you to listen on demand every single day. Carry it with you through the weekend. If you guys can't listen to all of today's show, you got it there for you. Listen whenever you want to, on your leisure. All right. What else are you going to do? Listen to Cigar Dave? I mean, come on.
Hey, give the podcast a looky-loo.
Give it a little looky-loo. Maybe it'll tickle your fancy. This is a big swing hour for us, by the way.
Yeah?
Leroy had a big objection last hour to me deciding that this is a swing game for the Dolphins. Which it is. Which it officially is. Let's get to some headlines.
This is The Ticket. WAXY South Miami. WSFS HD2 Miramar. With Tobin and Leroy. The Zaslow Show. And Hawk and Crowder.
And the headlines are brought to you by the Orion Fuels and Downstairs Convenience Stores. Truly steps beyond convenient. Last night in Thursday Night Football, the Carolina Panthers, they improved to 3-0, beating the Houston Texans 24-9. Big news coming out of this one, other than Carolina improving to 3-0, is Christian McCaffrey looked like he had a pretty gnarly hamstring injury. So that was no good for them. As I'm sure a lot of people have him in fantasy football, all that type of stuff. And I'm sure the Carolina Panthers also hoping that, you know, they would continue to have their best player for everything that they got going this season. J.C. Horn also breaking his foot, so they came out of it with a lot of injury concerns. Boomer Esiason very mad during one of the CBS Sports Minutes about Thursday Night Football again. I mean, damage is done, Boomer Esiason, I don't have to tell you.
Isn't he angry, though?
I mean, you know, only when he's giving out his happy birthday wishes. But normally he's telling – it kind of like – normally his move is to tell people to shut up and play, but in this case he told Roger Goodell to shut up and commish, which, you know – it's kind of what that, you know, that's the direction it goes in. But I want to tell Boomer Esiason, it's not like they're going to stop Thursday Night Football in the middle of the season. It is what it is. Carolina Panthers did break the 500-mile rule, though. Now, part of that was they got to go up against something called Davis Mills. You know, that was a key part of that as well. But they covered yesterday easily. Maybe a little dicey there in the fourth quarter if Davis Mills would have led a touchdown drive, but they had to settle for three, and so no danger there. So, Sam Darnold yesterday, 22 of 34 for 304 yards. He did rush for a couple of touchdowns. Christian McCaffrey finished with 7 carries for 31 yards, and he had 2 catches for 9 yards yesterday. DJ Moore, though, he was the big fantasy performer yesterday for the Carolina Panthers. 8 catches, 126 yards for them. And on Houston's side, basically all of Davis Mills' yards went to Brandon Cooks. 9 catches, 112 yards receiving. So there you go with that, Leroy. The Miami Hurricanes, they are back in action tomorrow against Central Connecticut. 12:30 kickoff. Don't lose. Would you like to know some notable alumni from Central Connecticut, Leroy? Aside from Kenny Walker.
That's Rhode Island. Sure.
All right. People rooting against the Hurricanes this week. You have Scott Pioli.
Oh, really?
Yep. You have, of course, the great Mike Sherman. Michael Egnor, where are you? You were terrible.
Also, only coaches.
Yeah, this is in their sports category. I don't know who the politicians are. I mean, who cares? Who cares? Politicians. What have they ever done? Yeah, Dave Campo. Remember Dave Campo, former Cowboys coach?
Yep.
Central Connecticut. You have Ricky Pitalico, Philadelphia Phillies, the guy who called the Marlins the bottom feeders. He can go to hell. He went to Central Connecticut. And then you have a famed big league podcaster and social media star, John Boy. That's it. That's the list.
So Kenny Walker's
the
most famous
guy. You could have left that last one off.
Hmm? John Boy? I could have left him off? Yeah.
Yeah.
I would say Kenny.
It only interests me if it was John Bones Jones.
You know, Kenny Walker, he actually does have a pretty good strong case. I mean, he's been the voice of Hard Rock Stadium since 1999. That's a pretty good run. He's been a voice in South Florida for a long time. It's more that's more than Mike Sherman has. What's Mike Sherman doing right now? Coaching high school football?
So he does all the games that are there, right? So he does the Canes and the Dolphins.
I don't think he does the Canes.
No, he doesn't do Canes games. He does Dolphins.
Not from the stadium?
Nah.
Because that's different than TV or anything.
I know
right?
that he did do he did the intros for the Floyd Mayweather Logan Paul press comments where I was in the middle of the brawl.
Right.
Little did we know when we were dapping up that day that Kenny Walker, when we parted ways, I would be in the middle of a brouhaha.
The brouhaha you started.
I didn't start it. It just happened to coincide with me asking them the question and Jake Paul sidling up and stealing Floyd Mayweather's hat to show his hair, which mysteriously showed up at the age of 43.
Yeah.
Been shaving it. Who was more bold in that move? Was it Floyd Mayweather or Brian Urlacher when Brian Urlacher showed up to the Hall of Fame speech?
Wow. Urlacher, because he came like he was bald.
Yep.
Like shaved bald, and he had beautiful locks.
Who could
like at least Floyd when he was younger, he had hair, so we've seen Floyd with hair.
Yeah.
Yeah, Urlacher was just weird.
But
just
he had a lot of hair. Like he really came at it with like he's like,
it's
look
weird.
At me.
It kind of fits his career because in college he was a punt returner.
Is that true?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He played safety and was a punt returner.
I didn't know that. Oh well. But anyway, for the Hurricanes this weekend, it doesn't sound like D.R. King's going to play, right? Is he officially out, Steven? Do you know if he's officially ruled out? I don't know if I've seen officially out this week, but it seems like he's not going to play, right?
Yeah, from what I've heard, his arm is still in a sling, so I don't think he's going to be out there.
So, wow. I mean, you got a little bit of something. Like, you get to watch the young QBs.
Really?
What? It's something. A little bit of Runsky? You don't like a little bit of Runsky?
Sure.
Tyler Van Dyke? A.K.A. Touch Von Down.
Jake
Garcia.
That's the guy I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, he's got some swagger to him.
You think they're both going to play?
I don't know.
You'd hope so.
Or is Manny going to pick one?
I feel like he would probably go with the older guy, right? Like, that feels like the direction he would go in, but maybe.
But unless
Jake Garcia has been amazing in practice this week.
The only way you could screw this up is to try to play both of them.
Really?
Yeah.
What if it gets off?
Make one the starter, and if it gets into the second half, you want to give somebody some run, that's fine. But don't switch them back and forth during the course of the game.
No, I don't think they'll do that.
You understand? That's one way of just screwing it up, because what happens is if you go back and forth, then in actuality, nobody gets any run, and you can't actually see which one of them is the best.
Oh, trust us. We know. Robert Marv, Ja'Cory Harris.
Oh, yeah. What a bleep experience. Show that was.
Pick one. He won the starting job. He was the backup. Let him get his run. If there's mop-up time in the second half, then you put the other guy in and let him get a little experience. But don't go back and forth with series. Don't tell me he's going to get a series, he's going to get a series, because then you're not evaluating either one of them. Because sometimes in football – the circumstances of the game dictate your success more than your actual ability.
Somebody is texting, the Canes play on ESPN3. What the F is ESPN3? I feel like that's just digital. Like you got, is that ESPN Plus?
Yeah,
is it the same thing?
Watch ESPN. Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is that person that they don't know what ESPN3 is?
I think it used to be called ESPN 3. I think they are still putting that in the box, ESPN 3, but nobody refers to it as that anymore.
So
it's not like when Amber called it ESPN 9.
Yeah. So if we want to watch the game, we got to get ESPN Plus.
I think if you subscribe to ESPN, if you have ESPN, you can log in and you can watch the game. It's not an ESPN Plus game.
I hate the fact that I can't turn on my TV and watch.
You don't have a smart TV? You can't just go and...
Yeah.
If you go to the ESPN app on your smart TV, you'll be able to watch it.
Okay.
That's how you do it.
I mean, at least it's not on ACC Network, where I can't even watch those.
Bootleg. Hey, let me explain something to you. Me bootlegging the Miami Hurricanes against Central Connecticut is the equivalent to me going to the Shell station and looking for quality sushi.
I thought you were going to say go to the Shell station and get crack.
No, there is nothing.
It's like the lowest
in that
rung
game that's going to get me going.
If you were like the biggest, imagine like
point for Toby,
the biggest football junkie in the world. Need my UM versus Central Connecticut State.
Hey, what you smoking on? I'm smoking on Central Connecticut and Miami.
I'm smoking on that CCS.
Wow, it's that bad, huh?
I'm so cold.
Does crack make you cold,
or is that heroin?
I'm interested in seeing the young guys play. Because you kind of want to know, all right, there's been a lot of guys that come through here that's gotten a lot of praise once they got here,
I think that is the thing. The one good thing about this being a slump buster game, and I don't know if the Canes have any of those, but
use the air quote.
Really,
I did air quote it.
It is beneath you to have a team like Central Connecticut on your schedule in the first place, and then call them a get right game, right? Of course it is.
It's unfortunate that that's the direction it went. It is, but it is. That's the way it went.
That's like Jacksonville saying, we need to get us a win. Schedule Miami on the schedule next preseason. The Hurricanes, not the Dolphins. Like, come on. Really? Oh, man. Look, it's going to be a blowout. You're going to probably get a whole bunch of turnover chains, guys throwing up to you after they score, and you're not going to feel not 1% better about this football team after Saturday.
I don't think that's true. I think if the QBs show you some tools, I think people will be excited about that, no matter what the competition
against
is.
Against Central Connecticut, dude?
Yeah. Yeah. A little bit. You know, get these old ass linemen feeling a little froggy about pushing people around.
You know what I would like? I would like them to go into a game and push Central Connecticut around like they're Central Connecticut. Give them their check and send them home.
I wonder how much they're getting for this game.
Though I don't need to see all the celebrating or whatever. Right? That would be like Shaq dunking on me and celebrating it like he did something.
Texter writes and he says, they already said both QBs are playing. Van Dyke is starting. I don't see officially that they said, let me see, that they've officially said that
he is
starting.
Van Dyke is older, right?
Yeah, he is older. But I do see Manny Diaz saying D.R. King not expected to play, but both QBs are expected to play. I think the assumption is that Tyler Van Dyke is
Don't switch him back and forth, please. You see what I'm saying? Like
I think that they're probably hoping is Van Dyke goes out there, they light him up a little bit, and then second half or maybe even a fourth quarter, Jake Garcia.
That's fine. But if you switch and then you come back to the other, that is just no.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
But you know what's going to happen, man. Come on. We've seen this before. You know what should happen, and it never happens that way. It never happens that way with this team.
We'll take a quick break.
You're going to alternate series, and you're not going to know, any more than you knew before this game about these two quarterbacks.
If the Canes game is close, do you think that Manny Diaz will come out in the press conference and goes, well, these guys went to Wagner, and they really beat him? This is what they do.
Well, didn't they get beat by 50 to St. Francis or something like that?
Southeast Louisiana.
Southeast Louisiana. I'm from Louisiana, and I don't know where that is. That's who you lost to.
It's in the Southeast.
There is no Southeast.
There's not?
Dude, you go from New Orleans, you are out of the state in about 30 minutes, 45 minutes. If you go east. Well, serious.
I don't know what to tell you, man. That's what the school is allegedly called. Do you think we have a Bishop Acorn situation? Bishop Sycamore
here? Louisiana?
What's that?
When you're driving to get out of Louisiana, when you go east, there is nothing. So imagine my shock when I realized there's a university somewhere off of this road.
Let's see. 56, Southeast Louisiana. Let's see. Listen. They've gotten off to a great start this year. 2-1.
Where are they located?
You want to hear something bad about Southeast Louisiana?
Yeah.
Southeast Louisiana, they lost to La Tech, like the Canes did 2 years ago. But the Canes put up zero. Southeast Louisiana Lions, they lost 45-42. Gave them a fight.
Woo.
Gave them a fight.
Woo.
Thank God they're not
in
the schedule.
Where is the school located? Again, from Louisiana. Let's see. Don't know.
Southeast Louisiana. Let's see. Southeast Louisiana is in Hammond, Louisiana.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
In Strawberry Stadium.
Never mind. Hammond, that's not, you know, I heard of that place.
Did you just box yourself in?
Who, me?
I think he did.
Because you had a lot of conviction there.
Yeah, but I know where Hammond is.
You've been boxed in!
Let's just say, by yourself.
Oh, wow. Southeast Louisiana whooped up on the North Alabama Lions to start the season. Thank God
they're both Lions?
Yeah, they were both Lions.
Tigers. Lions and – no, Lions.
No, they were both Lions. Southeast Louisiana Lions and North Alabama Lions.
Go figure.
Back after this.
Lions in Louisiana.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I don't appreciate Leroy Horde. I got to be honest with you. Yeah, I was just perusing a little Instagram. During the break, and I was looking at the profiles of Jake Garcia and Tyler Van Dyke. And I like Jake Garcia's style. I don't know what to tell you. Like, he just, like, you can't tell me, Leroy. You see the guy. This is, so we got Tyler Van Dyke, you know, this is his profile. Just, you know, doing his thing, throwing a football, kind of cash.
It's nice. It's like the...
It's sweet.
It's like the picture like that the high school senior takes.
Yeah. Nothing too great. But then... Jake Garcia. He's got every turnover chain on and the touchdown rings. I want to see that guy play.
Which is funny because he'll never wear the turnover chain.
Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. You don't know.
To see that. Like, you
well,
are.
What if.
I'm surprised you don't like Manny Diaz more.
You don't know. Well, because he's fake.
That's right up your alley.
Because Manny Diaz is fake swag. Like, he's swag within an agenda, you know?
He's well intentioned, but it's just, he's just in over his head.
He's not even well intentioned. He brings the thunder, and then when something blows up in his face, he doesn't just puff out his chest. He goes, "That's what they do." That's what bothers me about him. If he was still, even in defeat, you know, if he was like Adrian Broner, you know, getting his ass kicked by Manny Pacquiao, but saying, "I beat him," you know what? There's a part of me that respects Adrian Broner about that.
No, you don't. You called him a clown.
That's not true. What happened was, as I told him, I was rude.
I just don't think he actually won.
Before that fight, I interviewed him and they said, rooting for you. He goes, really? Which yeah. I was not.
I was like, you're a liar.
Dude, here's the problem. Tobin has all these questions. He knows the interaction of all these fighters. But then he feels like he has to say that thing. He can't just say good luck. He wants a guy to know I'm on your side. But he says it to everybody. No matter what happens in the fight, he's never going to lose.
Did he do it in his reporter voice?
Man, I think I did. Oh. I think I did.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are your impressions of the South Florida crowd tonight? It's been a while since you guys have been here.
I'm rooting for you.
By the way, what a liar that Dana White is. You know, he said he was going to bring a ton of fights down here. Oh, thank you, Governor. You gave us fights when nobody else would give us. Where the hell are my fights?
That was like 5 years ago.
Where are my fights? This guy said he was going to bring a bunch of fights to Florida. Where are my fights? Arizona's getting fights. Where are my fights? I don't understand it. Liar.
I don't understand why you don't have a fight where everybody trains anyway.
Yeah, I don't understand it either. Where the hell are my fights, Dana White? Liar. He's a liar, Leroy.
Although we did get a good look at the big board, which was really cool.
That was cool. Hey, let me ask you this. Let's say there's a fumble, right? All right. If Jake Garcia, there's a fumble by let's say the Iceman, right? And
the ice truck?
Yeah. The ice truck. If there's a fumble by the ice truck and Central Connecticut gets it, and the guy's running, but Jake Garcia chases him down, and he forces a fumble, and he gets the ball back. Does he get a turnover chain? Is he big homie?
Only if he runs it back for a touchdown, then he can put both of them on.
Oh. Has that ever been done?
Doesn't the pick six get both of them?
Yeah, I think you do.
Does a pick six get both of them?
I think you get both of them.
The rings and the chain?
Yep.
I don't think we've had a pick six in like years, though, because I haven't seen it. Like with both the chain and the rings.
Well...
I think that says something.
In order to get a pick six, you got to kind of stop the other team from scoring. Like, them giving you the football after they score is not a turnover. Just saying.
I'm just saying, I want the guy with all the jewelry on his Instagram page. I want more
playtime. Of course you do.
Let's go.
Of course you do.
Streets are saying, kick and ball. And by streets, I mean Stunt and Steve.
I got my insiders.
And what were your insiders saying?
It's got a hose.
see, I blame you.
Why?
Son Steve come up here and he say, you know what? I'm going to upset the apple cart. I'm going to get Tobin going instead of getting Leroy going.
I feel like I'm fair, though.
You are coming in swaggering for a game with Central Connecticut.
Well, what else do I got? What am I supposed to do? Get excited for normal games? They get smoked. Times are rough, Daddy.
Hard times, man.
It's hard times. So the streets are. So are you saying the streets are saying he's got a hose?
Yeah, he's legit.
But is Van Dyke the better quarterback at this point?
Knows the playbook more.
I don't care about that.
One more year here, I don't know.
So he's more like a marble worker. He's polished. You know? I see it. You know what, though? What does polish mean in Central Connecticut? You got to let a kid go have some run. You know, see what he's got.
No, you can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't do that. There's a way in which you do these things. You got to be consistent with that.
You know what I think the problem is if he goes out there and he shows out too much, now you have a QB controversy. Does De'Aaron King get get pulled to the
How
side?
How can you have a quarterback controversy when you've been getting your ass kicked?
Well, if he sparks the offense this weekend.
I could play quarterback, we gonna spark the offense. Stop!
What?
You gotta put it in con- here, you wanna see what you wanna know what I wanna get out of this game? You're Miami, they're Central Connecticut. Go out there, push them around, run the football, don't have any stupid penalties, no swag penalties, understand where you fit in and get better.
Yeah, but
what I want to see.
But what if it's all
they
that?
Should not struggle.
What if it's all that and then Jake Garcia throws three touchdowns? All right.
It's not going to mean anything as far as is he better than De'Aaron King? No, you play Central Connecticut.
All right, but hear me out. What if? Hear me out. Just hear me out. What's the problem with you? Hey, does it cost you anything to hear me out?
Just give it a looky loo.
Yeah, just hear me out.
It always costs me something. Costs me a piece of my sanity.
Let's just say he balls out, okay? And then De'Aaron's not quite healthy enough to come against Virginia the next week, right? All right, and then you beat Virginia. But Jake Garcia got the start because he was better between him and Van Dyke. But then he goes and beats a legit ACC team in Virginia, leading into the road game at UNC. Now, De'Aaron King, he didn't win against UNC, all right? Now, I know it wasn't his fault. He didn't give up 600. But you need that spark against the Tar Heels because Mack Brown is Manny Diaz's daddy. So is it crazy to think that your 24-year-old quarterback – kind of gets pushed to the side with a couple of good outings by Jake the Snake.
Couple of things. When you mention health, that's a whole different conversation. If he's not healthy enough to play,
right,
and you go with another quarterback,
of course,
that's fine.
But I'm saying you got a short week coming up because they got this game against Central Connecticut, and then UVA is on Thursday, right?
Okay.
So maybe the turnaround's a little bit too quick for the King.
It could be. It could be.
But you know
not out of the question.
You know what happens to a king who can't reign? He can lose his throne.
They get dethroned.
You are so quick to be rats off
I'm
a ship.
I'm not rats off a ship. I'm not
you
rats
are.
Off a ship. I'm not rats
you
off
are.
A ship.
You are.
I'm just saying.
Really?
I'm just saying. So, is so it possible?
Here, let me show you how you work. So say this week. Van Dyke throws for 300.
Right.
Which wouldn't be that far of a reach.
Mm-hmm.
They should run for 300. And then
next week,
they come out and he does it again.
Mm.
You'll be like, look, I appreciate everything that the King has done.
I do appreciate it.
But it's time to move on. You will be so quick to say that.
I wouldn't.
You are.
It pains me to say that. It pains me to say that. But you want to know? It might be for the best.
It might be for the best.
You'll
be like, whatevs.
Hear me out on
whatevs.
This.
I'm trying to win football games.
It's not that. It's just it's time to put an eye towards the future. And I can't be having a bunch of 26-year-olds playing if you're not going to do some things. And he doesn't look quite healthy. I mean, let's be honest. He didn't look quite healthy coming back so soon.
Wait, if you're talking about health.
No.
That is a different conversation.
Well, it's a couple things. Did he come back too soon? And on top of that, he also got his shoulder turned into mincemeat by this O-line. All right? So maybe, you know, you need just some young, spry legs back there.
Let's get a quarterback who's a statue.
We don't know that. Why are you assuming that? Just because he looks the way he is? Maybe he's got some moves.
Oh, you're talking about the intangibles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you just assuming Tyler Van Dyke can't run? You don't know.
Yep.
I don't know. Maybe he's Josh Allen. Maybe he's Danny Dimes. Got them wheels.
It's not the comparison I want.
Danny Dimes.
Danny Dimes was was
the guy who also ran so fast he tripped on himself.
Danny Van Dyke.
So I have no idea how these guys are. Right. But what you're talking about has more to do with health reasons than right. who's better.
Well, yeah, obviously if Derrick King can go next Thursday, you start Derrick King. There's nothing that should happen against Central Connecticut.
Okay, right.
But Central Connecticut plus Virginia. Now, that is, well, that's,
I think Manny's like you.
That's the window of opportunity opening.
I think Manny's like you, though.
You think he'll go with the shiny new thing?
Oh.
You think Manny Diaz will be?
No, he won't. He doesn't like playing freshmen.
You don't think he'll be rats off a ship?
Nah.
No guts?
Van Dyke's not a freshman, though.
True, but I'm like he was playing Patchen ahead of Rousseau.
I think he's like a one of those weird, you know how the years are weird now. Like I think he's a second year freshman.
Yeah, he's still technically a freshman because
I gotta go back. Like I don't know what anybody is now. Like I was like, he's a junior, but he was a junior last year. But because now with the COVID, everybody's years are messed up.
Right.
Because is that you could have a redshirt year and a freshman year, and now you have a COVID freshman year.
Right.
It's very strange. Anyway, just food for thought. Just try him out, Leroy.
That's not food for thought.
See what he's got.
There's nothing to think about. Derrick King is healthy. He's playing.
Back after this.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on 790 The Ticket. It's a football Friday. I'm trying to find things that'll get me excited for this weekend because Tua getting hurt really put a damper on my plans. I miss my little buddy. You know, I just want to bring him some Jell-O this weekend. Hope he's okay. You know,
Jell-O?
Yeah, you know, because he's got the ribs. I don't want to, you know, too much indigestion. You know, I don't want him to be gassy, hurt the ribs.
Daddy loves you guys.
I love that guy. What's not to love him? Don't you want to just pinch his little cheeks? He's adorbs. Tell you what, though, Jaylen Waddle, no more drops this weekend, all right? Electrify us a little bit, huh?
You can do without that.
Need a little bit of spice. Need a little bit of spice. Give me a can a Dolphins first-round pick do something amazing this weekend? Can I get it? Please. Yes. Can I get somebody?
Please stop giving Robbie ammo.
Can we please get Jaylen Waddle? A couple TDs from Jaylen Waddle. All right. Can I get a pancake block from Austin Jackson? Can I get some sacks, Jalen Phillips?
I don't even need a pancake block. I just need a block.
Yeah, fair. Yeah. Don't even need to take me to IHOP. All right. Just keep it in line. Please. I'm begging you. No Igbenogany. Can you get a uniform on? Something, Leroy. Something. Just a little bit of spice.
Yes.
Devontae Parker, if you get another ball in the end zone when you're supposed to be taller than everybody else, can you not drop it?
Pretty much.
That's what I'd like, Leroy. I don't think it's asking too much, okay? Jacoby Brissett, he says he thinks of himself as a starter. Okay, let's go, big boy. Now's your time to shine. You know, get up that awful QBR that you've had for the last few years of your career. Now, I did not put that game. I don't know. You know, obviously that game was not on you at all. You know, you're coming in at a bad spot. You're taking on a good team. Your receivers are dropping things all over the place. You're getting killed because your receivers, your O-line is terrible.
Maybe they were dropping it because of the right-hand spin.
Do you think that's a thing?
No.
Some people do think that's a thing, by the way. I've seen that aplenty this week, but I'm pretty sure you've dismissed that.
Yeah, people who can't catch.
Rockstar X says Tobin would be the one to sneak into the Dolphins training facility to nurse him. Two would be too nice to question it. What are you doing here? Just get my clearance revoked.
Tobin shows up with his ukulele.
What are you doing here? Security escorts me out. I go before Judge Garfinkel.
Jeez.
Garfinkel's got the big wig on. It's powdered.
The white wig?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
my
an aqua robe.
Well, what is wrong with you?
Your last request is to use the slide.
Before you sentence. Any last requests before you are sentenced?
Just give me a little bit of something, man. I want to see.
How about a victory?
But it's got to be a victory with a little spice, you know?
Why?
That's a little spice, you know? It's just, give me a little razzle dazzle. A little substance, you know.
Can't make anybody happy.
That's not true. It's not true.
It is true.
Listen, anytime you come out of Las Vegas and you're up, that's good. All right? But
okay, so what's the problem?
It's more fun to win at craps than it is at the slot machine.
They're both ridiculous odds.
Do you think there's a chance we see like a dolphin who's just like on a heater that night? Like somebody sneaks out to the casino. Robert Hunt's just at the craps table all night.
Are they leaving tonight?
I don't know. I think they still have practice today, so yeah, they would leave tonight, I would guess, right? Because it's a pretty long trip.
It depends. Like, I don't know if that's far enough west is my question.
It's pretty far.
Because usually West Coast trips, it's what, four and a half hours?
Plus, you have to go through that dastardly central time zone. It confuses you.
Hopefully they don't have the guy waiting at the gate like we had. Given a description of what's legal and what's not.
Yeah, that Las Vegas airport is a pain in the ass. You got to like walk. You got to go through a train down
the gauntlet.
Yeah, down these giant. I mean, I'm sure they're not doing the same system. Like, I don't imagine Solomon Kinley has to go to bag check, but I feel like you have to go. Like, it's such a pain in the ass. You have to like go down the longest escalator you've ever seen. Take a train to get to the baggage claim, and then you have to go get on the ridiculous taxi line. It's a pain, dude. But I tell you what, beautiful at night. Oh, Leroy, City of Lights.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Tell you what, especially if you have your own mariachi band.
Oh, yeah. And if there's an EDM concert going on.
Oh, my. No, that was.
People high as hell.
Naked.
Naked, petting a shoe.
Oh, man, that was weird. The girlfriend was laughing. But I was like, he going to be all right? Because, like, he's hugging that shoe. Like, if I tried to reach down to get his up, because he was only hugging one. The other one was on the ground.
Yeah, you can only love one shoe.
But I wasn't going to get that shoe because he looked like he would have went straight crazy on me for touching his shoe. So I just wanted to get out of that situation. I was scared. That was something I ain't never seen. First of all, it was a brother. And he was hugging his shoe. I didn't know how to receive that information.
Any tree kissers?
Nah, there's not enough
trees. No trees.
There's no trees.
Oh, so that's just a
nah, that's an ultra thing. That's an ultra thing. You know,
but I tell you what.
You know what we got to do this
year? It was 10 times the people as ultra.
You know what we should do? We should go down to ultra this year and just start interviewing people on Molly about Tua. See what their takes are.
Oh, my goodness.
We'll trick them with water. Why?
They will have no idea what you're talking about.
Oh, I think they will. There's got to be some Dolphin fan who's tripping balls out there.
I got to tell you, that crowd is not into sports.
Yeah, dude.
They're not going to be able to hear you.
First of all, there's definitely going to be some sports fans there. You're telling me there's people out there who rave with glow sticks that don't like sports?
A lot of people fly to Miami just.
It's
to see.
A lot. It's and a lot of people
of
from other countries.
Too, yeah,
I understand.
A lot of people from other countries.
I understand. Well, I'll ask them their take on like you know, the Pinks.
We should have known. We should have known something was up in Vegas.
You say the Pinks
when
I
people
have no
were coming in, when people were bringing their own like beverages and stuff. What if like that hotel room was just for a place to store their food.
What if I asked him something like, do you think that, Robbie Robinson, do you think he's better than Cristiano Ronaldo to some soccer fan? Do you think that would just make them, if they were, would they get mad at me or can they not get mad at me because they're on Molly and that just makes them
you
too happy?
You won't know where they're from because everybody's going to be talking gibberish. Like you can't, what country? You're going to know whether to talk soccer, baseball.
I just think it would be fun. Is this elite? Yeah. Like, if I can see a guy is illicitly tripping on some substances, am I going to be like? Is it? Can I get them to sign a release, or is there like what's the pact there journalistically? If I want to,
you
ask
mean
them
you
got to
get them
days.
Signed up like Girls Gone Wild?
I don't know. Like, how does that
what
work?
Are you doing?
I'm not embarrassing them. I just want to know their takes on Tua. I don't feel like I have to get anything signed for that.
I don't think so because once you enter that facility, it's already kind of like implied.
Yeah. Oh, we're going to Ultra this year to interview people, Leroy.
Yeah, just take some release forms just in case.
I could just basically have them sign an Italian restaurant menu. They would think it's a release.
Oh, God. I could just see. I know one of these things is going to be the end of us.
Somebody says, I'll take you guys to Ultra VIP style next year. We're huge Dolphin fans. Boom.
We would stick out like sore thumbs.
Hey, you know what's crazy?
It's the Tobin.
We're going to get fired from this job and we're going to be doing TVA TV.
Dude, all I need to do.
Like, you should sneak on stage and just start playing all of your songs, but like.
Yes.
Remix
just
them.
Just remixed.
Like,
I'm telling you.
All you need is lights, dude. It's the lights.
Like if I see a guy humping a tree. And I'm going to ask him two things. I'm going to be like, is that a franchise tree? And like, much like that tree is to a franchise quarterback.
Is that a franchise? Like, I don't think you cannot be left to your own devices. You can't.
We're not gonna ask.
Would love to see Tobin.
By
Ultra.
The way, we're not gonna ask Galen about this. We're just gonna do it because I definitely get like can't do it. You know, liability. Yeah. Don't worry about
as
it.
They won't care as long as they don't try to sponsor it.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna sponsor. It's sponsored by Pure Silly Sauce.
Productions.
What if Leroy? You know, like instead of selling bottles of water for $10, what if we sell our own silly sauce for $10 a bottle? Like right outside there.
It'll get sold.
I think we could do
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah. If it's liquid.
Yep.
It's weird because it's the only week of the year where a bottle of water costs like $12.
Why does it sound
nobody
wrong?
Buying up no liquor.
I just want to get some people partying on party drugs, on their opinion on the Dolphins quarterback situation.
They're like, yo, bro, check this out. Who'd you ask me about again?
I asked you, do you think Chris Greer, do you think he's done enough to show that he should stay on as Dolphins GM?
Oh, yeah, man. I love the Cookie Monster. why do you think you can have a normal conversation with somebody who's on drugs?
I don't know.
Like, you think you're just going to be able to just go up and just have conversation with them like, they ain't gonna look at you like you the Loch Ness monster.
I feel like I'm gonna see. Here's what I'll do. I'll lure him in, right? And so I'll ask him. I'll be like, "Hey, what you guys?"
The only thing that lures those people in is drugs.
Well, no, I can speak from experience here. The second they see a microphone on Tobin's hands, mm-hmm. they're gonna think they're on Ultra TV, and they're gonna be.
Oh, so they're not gonna realize they're on bootleg local radio TV.
Right. Mm-hmm. What I'm gonna do is I'm gonna trick them. I'll ask them a couple of, questions about Dead Mouse.
You know what I can get? Fonz has a boom, right?
Yeah.
You can put the camera on the boom and just walk around, and you can interview them. They won't know.
Plus I'll have a new excuse to wear my leopard outfit again.
Oh my goodness. Are you gonna
write it? Wait.
So should I dress like one of the village people? And then we just go out there.
Please.
All right, we're back after this.
If I'm dressed like Fireman.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.